probably analysing the actual game. I look at it and I view it over the season, really, of what we've not done well enough. You know, I want to see Millwall and how they are out of possession, the work they're putting out of possession, the work they're putting off the ball. They're always 8 and 9 out of 10, you know. And I think we fell below that on occasions this season. You know, hence why you score. You concede three goals, which is... It weren't three goals to the good today. They weren't. All three goals were avoidable. And, you know, but then when I look at Ryan Lowe's goal, he's had to work incredibly hard to get himself a quarter of a yard to score the goal. Do you know what I mean? So it's a difficult one to take because, you know, a 3-1 scoreline, if you're not inside that stadium, looks like we've probably been beat up a little bit, you know, but we haven't. And that's frustrating. I want to win football matches. I want to win the last two, you know, and we'll put this disappointment behind us and go forward next week.
Fans weren't too happy with some of the officials' decisions today. Do you want to make any comment on it or what are your thoughts on that? Have you seen chances that you just didn't get any of the sort of decisions today?
Yeah, I think sometimes I do look closely at home. I look at my players, look at me, I look at my staff, I look at us as a group. Start picking bones out of the referee's performance today, really. You know, I will leave that one. I'll go and down and speak to him because I didn't feel as though it was, a really top class performance. But, you know, the referee association, they're trying to get, you know, full-time referees in the Championship. So I think they're making strides. I really do. You know, and the association is improving. You know, even when you come off days like this, you know, there's a bit of hope. And I'd love a time when there'd be, you know, full-time referees for all the leagues, you know, and that's what we're all gunning for and trying to drive towards. So there's a step in the right direction by getting the Championship professional coach, professional referees. And hopefully it'll come down to League One and League Two.
Great day for Ryan Lowe. 200 goals, 200 career goals today.
It's a fantastic milestone. Again, you know, there's a lot of talented players that'll tell you that they've had good careers by scoring, you know, a handful of goals or making a handful of appearances. You know, what Ryan's done has been consistent. And to get 200 goals, that is consistency personified for me. He's a real professional. He's a player that, I love the actual goal itself. You know, it was for your 200th goal, and you're telling the kids and the grandkids that you scored that top goal. You know, it's only fitting for me.
What are your targets for the rest of the season? Obviously, you're safe. Is it difficult to keep players motivated?
Absolutely not. You know, I got motivated last night just watching Burnley, you know, and watching the performance from Burnley and watching the performance of Joey Barton, you know, and I told that to the lads before the game that, you know, his intent and his commitment to the cause was something that, you know, we should all aspire to. I've got a young son and I just sat there and watched it with him and we studied, you know, Joey Barton and the way he worked and the way he operated and his commitment to, you know, to the cause and to the football pitch. So, you know, we've got to keep a level of performance. We are, but players have got, they're playing for contracts, they're playing for the families, they're playing for the football club, you know, and I remind them of that quite a lot. And that's something that's really important to me. That and we our application and commitment levels were very high today. They really were. And, you know, that'll go wherever we're playing. And I'm looking forward to the next two games. You know, I do want 6 points. I want 6 points for the supporters and, you know, and the players, if they commit to that level, we should be in and around, you know, and be very competitive.